5 years. It has been 5 years since I last heard this song. 5 years since I recorded an episode of Scammapalooza. And it wasn't supposed to be this long. Originally, I just wanted to take a few months off following the birth of my daughter, Edie. She wasn't sleeping very well, and neither was I. And frankly, this podcast is hard work. I have to find the guests, research the topics, edit the episodes, and publish them. And I struggled. I find with the podcast that I only very specific types of people that I actually want to talk to. And when you get a number of them saying no to you one after the other, and when you've only had 2 hours sleep, and when you're also doing incursions for high schools and close-up magic at corporate functions and all of the other things that this extraordinary life that I lead throws at me, you start to come apart at the seams. So a break was all I needed. I figured I'll take a month or two off and that'll be that. But 1 month became two became four. Suddenly it's a year later and I haven't gotten back into the podcast. Just as I was thinking of relaunching it, I was offered a job at State Library Victoria as a guest curator. State Library Victoria has one of the largest collection of magic books in the world, and they asked me to curate an exhibition of the collection. Actually, not just magic books, they've got books, posters, old antique props, photographs from 150 years ago, all capturing the history of not just magic, but Australian magic, the people that are my peers. So I couldn't turn down the opportunity. So instead of relaunching the podcast, I found myself deep in the catacombs of the library, reading ancient magic books, leafing through the personal notes of card cheats and psychic frauds, and examining props that hadn't been touched in decades. And then COVID hit. The exhibition was cancelled and I became a full-time dad, homeschooling, child rearing, baking cinnamon scrolls. If you check out my Instagram feed from the time, you can see some of my extraordinary creations. I even published a kid's book, Tricky Nick, available at your favorite bookstore now. It is the 100% true story of how I became the greatest magician in the world. It was also nominated for an award for science fiction, so make of that what you will. And to make life even more complicated, I, like a lot of adults, was diagnosed with ADHD, which frankly explains why putting something as complex as a podcast together was causing me so much stress. But now, here we are, 5 years later, and I'm back. Now, I haven't changed the format of the podcast. As always, I'll be looking to magicians and psychologists, philosophers and con artists and their victims, all to answer one question. Why are we so easy to deceive? I've already recorded 6 episodes that are going to be releasing over the next few weeks. I spoke with the magic consultant for the Australian production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child about what it's like to teach magic to actors. I interviewed a researcher dedicated to solving the problem of bullshit. I had an incredible conversation with an expert on the shell game. That's a street scam that makes millions, £50 at a time. And I even interviewed the creator of the best optical illusion of 2022. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do. The podcast is now available on more apps than ever. Wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts, the chances are you'll find Scammapalooza. And if you can't, let me know and I'll make sure that it ends up there. In the meantime, please have a listen to some of the old episodes as well. I recommend my talk with Spiros Malaros about the alien autopsy video he helped create in 1995. That conversation was so epic, it had to be split across 2 episodes. And also, my personal favorite, the chat I had with Sarah Baggs about the Cottingley fairies. If you've ever wondered how grown adults could end up believing in fairies, this is the podcast episode for you. And you know what? If you've got a topic that you think I should discuss, it doesn't have to be a scam. It can be related to anything to do with deception. Hit me up. My email address is info@conman.com.au. I would love to hear your ideas. But until then, my name is Nicholas J. Johnson, and this is Scammapalooza.